call the code enforcement meeting to order for Thursday, February 9th, City Code Board. And looking at the agenda, I'm going to ask, well, first off, we're going to have a welcome back to Mr. Giorgio Plicanico, correct?
That's it.
Okay, and Giorgio was on the code board previously for, I think, in excess of 5 years, right?
8 years.
8 years, so a big welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to ask you if you would lead us on the invocation tonight, please.
Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance tonight as we review the cases before us, and that our decisions are just. Amen.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Giorgio Plicanico.
Here.
Albertine Brown.
Here.
Jay Musler.
Here.
Daniel Ruth Lloyd.
Laird.
Laird? Okay, sorry.
And mine's Musley.
Okay.
Okay, we have four. Is that a quorum?
Yes.
Okay, I thought five was. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a motion to accept? From Ms. Brown?
Yes.
Seconded by Ms. Laird?
Yes, please.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. At this time, I'd like to ask anybody who's in the audience, please either silence your cell phone or put it on vibrate, one or the other. The cases are going to be called here very shortly. The way this works is as your case is called, the City of Ocala will present evidence. At that time, after they conclude their portion of it, you have the ability to come up and dispute any of the findings or any of the evidence that the city has presented. You're able to present your own evidence, and you're able to call any witnesses. And we use very loose rules here as far as evidentiary. At this time, Chip, you may swear at your officers or swear them in, one or the other.
Thanks, sir.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Very good.
Good evening, board members. Charles Rich from the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for a little more than 3 years now. I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. On behalf of staff, we'd also like to welcome back Mr. Plicanico. Appreciate him having on the class. If it pleases the board, we do have representation here this evening. I'd like to start those cases first.
That'd be fine.
If you turn to page 2 in the agenda, at the top of the agenda, the City of Ocala versus Robert L. Manzoros and City Mortgage, Inc. and Deborah L. Alligood, case COM-12-0030, case brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, a case location at 1609 Northeast 19th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26502-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 1-9-2012 for the notice of violation, 1-20-2012 for the notice of hearing. All certified mail has been returned by the respondent. We posted the property on 1-6-2012 for the notice of violation and 1-19-2011 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence in the case file, we've included a copy of the Les Pendants and a SunBiz report. You'll notice at the end of the presentation, we've also included photographic exhibits of the property, including exhibits of the property as it was recently pictured prior to the code board. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Kennedy enabled the registration violation to be cleared up. However, the violation of overgrown weeds has not been complied with. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. I can read that recommendation for you now if you'd like, or present it after they've testified.
Is it the same recommendation that's on the...
Bottom of page two of your...
Bottom of page two?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's fine for right now. Who was here? Is it the...
We have an attorney here present.
Is it somebody from City?
City
Mortgage?
Yes, sir.
Come on up, sir.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Bruce Kaufman. I represent City Mortgage in the foreclosure matter that's pending currently.
Okay.
I'm local counsel for the council that is counsel of record for City Mortgage in the case pending in Marion County. As far as I understand, we don't dispute any of the evidence at this point. However, we were just given authorization to remove a rather large lock on the foregoing easement into the property. And at this point, because of that lock and permission to access the property, we'd be able to actually maintain the premises at this point and comply with the violation. So the request from City Mortgage this evening was to make sure that we had a full charge list of the violations and also the cure period by which those violations would be required to be mandated prior to any assessment of further fees.
Sure. There's a the staff recommendation, and this is pretty much standard in this type of thing, is that the that everything be cut and cleaned within 14 days. Is that doable with your group?
I'll make it recommended that it be done by that
okay.
time.
So if they get all that done, then there's no additional fine other than the cost to the cost, which is how much, Chip?
In this case, excuse me.
Because I know we used to have a flat cost, and then we changed to the actual cost.
$122.57, sir.
Okay. So as long as you get it cut and cleaned up before the 14 days, the only additional cost you're going to incur is the $122.57.
If we can do it within 14.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. We've heard the facts of the case, and there's been testimony given. Would there motion for recommendation of the
motion?
Giorgio makes a motion to accept the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'd second.
Second from Ms. Laird. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Okay, good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If it pleases the board, we proceed to the top of page four of your agenda.
Okay, just a second and let the records reflect that Mr. Sparkman has joined us. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm late, guys.
That's okay. Glad to have you. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Top of page four of your agenda, a case of the City of Ocala versus the estate of Sandra Hester and the Bank of New York, Inc. A case number of COM 12-0036. The officer in this case is Officer Matthew Leibfried. Just a minute to catch up here. We would be proceeding this case as a repeat violator. The location is 3049 Northwest Old Blitchton Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 21746-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 1-12 and 13 of 2012 for the notice of hearing. All certified mail was returned for the respondent. We posted the property on 1-9-2012, the notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've provided you with the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of compliance in the first case, the SunBiz report, and a less pendant spending on the property. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Leibfried initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property has had six other cases, the last in 2010, for code violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page two of your presentation, and we've included photographs at the end of your presentation of the overgrown nature of the lot. Officer Leibfried is prepared to answer any questions and provide any testimony that may be needed.
Sure. Does anybody have any questions?
We had one person here that wanted to just determine what the outcome of this hearing was this evening.
Okay. And there's no...
Make a motion, we go with staff.
In that case, do you want me to read the recommendation?
No. I'll tell them. Okay, so we got a motion to accept the staff recommendation. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Sir, the respondent was found guilty, and they've been ordered to cut and clean the property within, and also remove the junk and debris within 14 days. Failing that, the fine on this goes to $500 per day, and we also have instructed the city to do the work, utilizing any means required, and all those costs and fines would be assessed as a lien against the property, too. So I think you will have some remedy here pretty soon. Good luck, and thank you for coming tonight. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the cases.
Thank you.
If it pleases the board, we do have someone here this evening to represent themselves in a petition to the board. So if you would click to the petition section of your cases. These are in a row, and they're two separate business locations. Two separate locations, the same company name. What I would do would be to just give you all time to review.
Which ones are they?
COM 120281 and COM 120282. We have included a copy of the petition.
What was the amount of the...
We've included a copy of the history of payments to this place under the history section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Included on those two pages is a history from since 2004.
So they've been late quite a bit.
The city would, based upon the information that we have here in this computer system since 2004, I've essentially been late every year. Business occupational tax, business tax certificates are sent out July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They're past due September 30th. From that time forward, we have 6 months grace period. The city petitioned the government to reduce the penalty assessed these from $250 to $125. It's the city's position that based upon the record here and lack for a credible excuse other than the fact that they couldn't get taken care of it within 6 months, that the petition be denied. The respondent is here to testify in the case.
Sure.
And we would have the same information on both
the other ones.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. 0282.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
You have to be sworn in.
Yeah. What do you like me to do?
Get
you
sworn
have to
in.
Be sworn in.
Okay.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Fred Schweitz. I live at 400 Southwest 45th Street, Ocala, Florida.
Okay. Do you swear?
Raise your right hand.
Do you swear or affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely. Well, I've been in Marion County. I've been in Ocala for 33 years. I've paid property taxes for 33 years, and every year I paid my occupational license. Every year I've been late. I usually pay January for whatever reasons. I do pay my property taxes on time, and I generally pay about $40,000 every year in property taxes. I know my responsibilities. I've worked with code enforcement many times, and I have multiple businesses in Ocala. I have a daycare, which is a not-for-profit, and I just found out that I've been paying my occupational license for that, which I didn't have to, and I've been doing that ever since it's been open. That's been 7 years. So me realizing that a not-for-profit wasn't having to pay an obligation of it, so they waived that particular one. What I'm doing is addressing the board just to see if I can pay up to January 31st. I did come in February 3rd, and I was under the impression that our occupational license had been paid. I usually pay them in January. If you look back at my record, as you mentioned, I have paid them. I have paid everything that's been required of me to pay. I pay my City of Ocala utilities, which I paid an exorbitant amount compared to what I pay for my other facilities. So I feel I'm doing the best I can. And all I just would like to do is address the board to see if you can waive the $125 penalty. I'll pay the other as of, I would have been paying up as of January 31st, if you don't mind.
What happened last year that you were late?
I paid in January. I think I paid every January.
So you've been late since 2004 every year?
I've been paying for 33 years, ma'am.
So you've been late every year since 2004?
I don't know how that has anything to do with it other than you trying to establish whether you're going to charge me the fee or not. I paid
it's
my
a
penalty.
Question, sir. I mean, it's establishing the fact that you say that you didn't realize that it was due in January by January 31st, when in fact you've been late every year.
No, ma'am, I didn't say that. What I said that is I pay January generally every year. So I usually pay the $25 penalty fee, which is $125. I never questioned that. I realized I was wrong with that. But what it did was it jumped from $125 to an additional $125. That's $300 close to it. And I have two locations. And I'm just addressing it in fairness. If you can just consider this, this will be the only time I've ever come before your board. I won't come again. If I'm late again, that's my responsibility. I accept that responsibility. I just would appreciate it because I am a taxpayer and I've been very fair to the City of Ocala in many, many respects. And I'm not asking for much. I mean,
I understand. I've known Fred. I don't know him personally, but I know him from a professional relationship. He's been in Ocala a long time, and I can guarantee he has paid a lot of his fair share of taxes here. He owns commercial property within the city, and I think do you own a residence within the city as well? I'm not sure.
I own condos that I pay. I own seven rentals that I pay.
I think we probably got his attention this time, but I'll let the committee decide what they want to do with it. So I need a motion from somebody to either accept the staff recommendation to reject it or to grant the petition. So if somebody would make a motion.
I propose a motion to deny the staff recommendation.
So you're just so I'm clear on it, your motion would be to accept his petition to waive the $125.
That's correct.
Okay. You got that? Okay. We have a motion to that effect. I got a second from Giorgio. Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay. We'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you
we don't
very much.
You
thank
again.
You all. I do appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks.
Sorry for having you put you through this. Thank you. Thanks.
Please, the board, we would proceed to page 2 of your agenda. Case number COM 11, 2965, pardon me. It's a glare from the light. Case of the City of Ocala versus John V. Miller and Bank of America Corp., a case brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, a location of 3144 Northeast 7th Lane, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2690-005-010. Legal service was obtained on 12/30/2011 for the notice of violation, 122 and 23/2012 for the notice of hearing. All certified mail has been returned for the respondent. We posted the property on 12/28/2011 for the notice of violation and 1/19/2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of the correspondence in this case, we provided you with a copy of Les Pendant's SunBiz report and email from the bank. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code 3495 and that it contains junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and at the end of the presentation, we have photographs in the case file indicating the junk and debris upon the property.
Property vacant?
Yes, sir.
Bank of America, is that registered to the property?
Yeah, they're not citing them for it, so. Chip, has Bank of America registered the property?
Yes.
Huh. They registered and.
I would say their vendors letting them down there.
Kind of like an Easter egg hunt going on in the back.
That's what we called it.
I propose a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Motion for Mr. Sparkman to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second for Ms. Laird. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Let the records reflect the respondent was not present. Neither respondent.
Bring us to the next case on the agenda, CUM 120027. A case of the City of Ocala versus the estate of Margaret Rickettson, brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, location at 1618 Northeast 19th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26495-000-00. Legal service has not been obtained. All certified mail was returned. We posted the property on 1-6-2012 for the notice of violation and 1-20-2012 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the state's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases, the last in 2011. However, they were brought to compliance prior to the CEB. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. We've included photographs for you at the end of the presentation, and we have a staff recommendation on the bottom page 2.
Well,
move on staff recommendation.
Wasn't there two more houses adjacent to that that they just tore down?
I'm not aware of the two on this property.
They did tear down the one to the
closer to the
to the
school,
west,
the church,
to the west of it, but not two.
There was one there? Okay.
Giorgio, did you make a motion? Accept staff recommendation? Okay, we got a motion from Giorgio to accept the staff recommendation. Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Sparkman. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and let the records again reflect the respondents not present.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 112721. The City of Ocala versus Renard L. Walker and PHH Mortgage Corp., also known as PHH U.S. Mortgage Corp., a case brought by Officer Raymond Furring of the Code Enforcement Division, a location of 32323. Northwest 26th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3432. The parcel ID is 25163-000-00. All certified mail has been returned for the respondent. The bank was notified for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing on 1-12 and 14 of 2012. We posted the property on 1-12-2012 for the NOV and 1-12-2012 for the notice of hearing. Additional correspondence is a Sunbez report, a less pendants, and a motion for summary judgment. Officer Raymond Furring located this property and found it is in violation of the city's code in that the pool is green, and started this case with a nice letter to the respondent in November of 2012. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Furring asked the bank, added the bank information to the case, and noticed the bank has responded as well. This respondent has had a previous case before the CEB on 4-13-2006 for the same violation. Efforts by Officer Furring have achieved getting the cleanup done. However, the pool has not been remedied. Additional attempts by Officer Furring to have the pool, the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. We've included copies of the photographs in the presentation for you, and we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
I've got two questions.
Yes, sir.
there's, what's the picture of the shocket in yellow?
That was some stuff that was apparently put in the pool.
Okay,
that
so
does not qualify as a larvicide, and it did not alleviate the problem of
okay.
the green slime.
And then what's
basically
the...
Basically, the code says that the water is stagnant, which is the problem here.
Yeah.
It must be remedied.
I understand. What's the picture of the lawnmower and stuff out back?
That was cleaned up, if I'm not mistaken. That's been all taken care of.
Did the bank cover the pool?
No, sir. The bank hasn't accepted any responsibility as yet.
Is the pool secure?
The pool does have a enclosed...
And it's an outside fence as well.
And
yes. Okay, because it's not clear from here that the pool is secured.
The pool is secured as
okay.
required by the code and
okay.
the state law.
Okay. No other questions from me? Anybody else?
No.
I'd say we accept staff recommendations.
Okay, motion from Mr. Spartman to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'd second.
Second from Ms. Brown. Okay. Any further questions or discussion? Hear none, call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next case on the agenda is COM 11-2887, the City of Ocala versus Kenneth and Mary Ellen Irvin. A case brought by Officer Raymond Furing of the Code Enforcement Division at 1308 Northeast 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2614-001-017. Legal service was obtained on 12-23 and 27-2011 for the notice of violation. All additional notice certified mail has been returned. Our office posted the property on 1-6-2012 for the notice of violation and 1-26-2011 for the notice of hearing. The additional correspondence that we've included in this case is a release of the mortgage. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furing located this property and found that violation of the city's code due to junk and debris, and it is unsecured. Additional investigation revealed this is the third case against this respondent in the last few years for the same violation. However, this is the first time they've been brought before the CEB. This case started on 12-8-2011, and all additional attempts by Officer Furing to have the respondents remedy the violations have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. I've included a copy of the case photos at the end of your presentation and a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. Would point out that there is no respondent here.
The picture of the
chair
the chair in the middle of the lot, is that, that's part of
that's part of the violation, sir. We like to keep inside stuff inside and outside stuff outside.
Okay, but that is part of the, that is part of the lot there. It's
yes,
hard
sir.
To say.
I know the photograph is a little deceiving, but
yeah.
In another photograph, subsequent photograph, you can see the chair in relationship to the house.
Now, what's the status of the mortgage? You said there was a release signed?
Yes, sir. We put a copy of the release of mortgage in your case paperwork, so I
guess.
Is it occupied?
No, sir.
Is the garage door on backwards?
Looked like it was to me. Looks like it had gone up and spun all the way around one time.
It's a great opener. Wow. It can do that.
Wow.
Looks like it used to be a bear this time.
Okay. We got Mr. Placanico with a motion for staff recommendation. Is there a second?
A second.
Second for Ms. Laird. Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2732. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator, the City of Ocala versus Leo A. McFadden, a case brought by Officer Matthew Leibfried of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The address is 1703 Northwest 18th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 122-1193, parking of trailers, commercial vehicles in a residential area and using trailers for storage. The parcel ID is 2195-172-000. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 12-16-2011 for the notice of violation and 1-9-2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, we've included copies of the findings of fact in the first case, an affidavit of compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Leibfried located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and has commercial vehicles and trailers located on the residential property. Additional investigation revealed this respondent had another case presented to the CEB the last time in 2010 for the same violation, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Lockreed to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out that this individual was also cited by the Marion County Code Enforcement Division, which time he moved all of the vehicles off of there onto this property, and then we towed them off the first time, and he understands that he can't put them back there, but they got him again out in the county, and now he's moved them all back onto his property once again.
Didn't he realize it'd just be cheaper to find a storage lot somewhere?
Yes, he's just sir. Shuffling. Yes, sir, he does.
Chipped a trail.
He's completely uncooperative and very belligerent with code enforcement. And in fact,
this is not a repeat violation, though, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
We do have it as a repeat violation.
Yes, yes sir.
Okay.
Chipped a trailer. Is that authorized to send?
No.
And it looks like that's a trailer where somebody can live in.
Yes.
With the air conditioner.
It's an office trailer.
Yes, sir. Goes away, it comes back, it goes away, it comes back. It'll be a good candidate for
foreclosure. Your staff recommendations are?
Staff recommendations find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 122.1193 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida Statutes. Order to remove all unauthorized trailers, storage trailers, and vehicles if present within 7 days, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to remove the unauthorized vehicles and trailers utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
So I move on that staff recommendation.
Okay, a motion for Mr. Preklanico to accept the staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second for Ms. Laird. Is there any discussion?
Nope.
Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to page 4 of your agenda, and we'll start in the middle of the page because we've already heard the previous case at the top. That'll be case number COM 11-3010, the City of Ocala versus Edward Weems, a case brought to the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Board by Officer Dwayne Thomas. We have a secondary respondent of Carrie Sims and Roxana Weems as well, and AKA Roxana Roundtree.
Yeah.
A location of 808 Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2848-005-003. All certified mail has been returned, and we posted the property on 1-11-2012 for the notice of violation, 1-19-2011 for the notice of hearing. We requested a structural inspection of this property, which resulted in a score of 15 points and dilapidated by Inspector David Thompson of the City of Ocala Code Building Department. For license requirements, we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. The structure is dangerous due to the dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 15 points in dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. We have a copy of the photographs in the case file at the end of your presentation, and we also have included the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Now, you're not citing them for the tires?
That would be part of the cleanup when we take the house down, but I think that they...
Actually, that case is off.
That's coming, and we're waiting for cleanup there.
We've actually cleaned the tires up, and the yard has been cut and cleaned. We just need to remove
the house.
Oh, you're not going to repair it?
That house isn't secured, right?
So I'm curious. So there was a prior case with the tires.
There was a prior case for the cut and cleanup, which we've taken care of.
And you didn't do the dilapidated house at that time.
We didn't notice it was that bad at the time.
When you talk to the man, what's he say, Dwayne, about the house?
Stand up.
I've not spoken to the gentleman.
You haven't.
Yes,
okay.
Does he live in there?
Well, somebody is probably living there, but not the person who's supposed to be.
I move that we accept staff recommendations.
I'd second.
The motion was from Mr. Sparkman and second from Ms. Laird. Is there any discussion? All here, none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.
I'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 112881. The City of Ocala versus EMC Investments LLC, care of Robbie Krager, Deutsche Bank National Trust Company, and Deutsche Bank Trust Company Americas. The case is being brought by Officer James Vaux, and the address is 122 Southeast 31st Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 34141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in the vault. The parcel ID is 2782-017-027. Legal service was obtained on 12-12 and 13-2011 for the notice of violation for the bank and the agent, and 1-9-2012 for the notice of hearing on the bank and the agent. We posted the property on 12-8-2011 for the notice of violation and 1-6-2012 for the notice of hearing. For additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the FDIC report, the bank information, SunBiz report, and the Les Bendits report. And for licenses, we would require property registration. The summary of findings that Officer James will locate this property and observe the property is vacant and in violation of the city's code and it is not registered. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Vaux added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains.
I'm curious. It's not being cited for any conditions at the house.
No, sir. Our position on this is this particular bank, Deutsche Bank National Trust Company and Deutsche Bank Trust Company of Americas, does not react on registering with the City of Ocala ordinance unless noticed. And upon notice, they'll generally comply, but
okay,
they fail to register anything else.
Mr. Panica?
Staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'd second.
Second from Ms. Laird. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to the top of page 5 in your agenda. This will be a case of the city of, I apologize, COM 120053. This will be a case of the City of Ocala versus Six Gun Holding Company, Spiegel and Uria PA, Carfora Trust as co-respondents. This is a location of 714 Southeast 34th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, other unsightly unsanitary matter, Section 82151, the Standard Housing Code as adopted, and Section 305.7 of the Standard Housing Code for windows, and Section 305.10 of the Standard Housing Code for windows to be operable or open. The parcel ID is 2786-002-013. Legal services obtained on 1-13-2012 for the notice of violation and 1-26-2012 for the notice of hearing in Nevada, and they will process the other additional respondents are waiting for the processing through the sorting system, the U.S. Post Office. We posted the property on 1-10-2012 for the notice of violation and 1-26-2012 for the notice hearing. As additional correspondence, we've placed the corporate registration paperwork from Nevada for Six Gun Holding Company. You may recognize the owner there as a person who's of tremendous interest in the city currently. The summary of findings that Officer James Vaux...
I'm
not following you.
Me neither.
Six Gun Holding?
The registered owner of Six Gun Holding, if you go to page 43.
Okay, thank you.
Is C. Pereira?
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you might recognize that.
Now the rest of the story.
She moved to Las Vegas?
She's been to a lot of places. I think we know where to find her now, though, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do.
She's getting free room and board?
She's three hots and a cot.
She's in jail.
Huh?
She's in jail, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we don't read the paper, Pat.
I must not have missed that day.
Oh, it wouldn't just be one day.
Many days.
It would be many, many days.
Officer James Vo initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it's overgrown and has standard housing code violations of broken glass windows. Additional investigation revealed this is the fifth case in the last 2 years at this residence. All attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we've included copies of the photos at the end of the presentation and a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We're prepared to answer any other questions you may have.
I move that we accept staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second to accept staff recommendations. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That would bring us to the petitions section of the presentation this evening. And I would point out to the board that the first case, COM 110369, is removed from consideration. Which takes us to the second case at the bottom of page 5 of your agenda, COM 110391. I've included this copy of the documents there for you, the petition by the respondent and the case call sheet. The respondent has paid the city's cost. They're requesting a reduction of the fine in this case. The city would agree to a 50% reduction as consistent with what this board has done in past, which would reduce this lien to $1,312, the remaining portion of this lien to $1,312.50. There is no representation for the respondent here this evening.
And how long are you?
I would leave that to the good judgment of the code enforcement board. 10 days suits the city. They're not really, didn't get the impression that they really had a money issue. They just were requesting a reduction of the fine.
I'd move to accept staff recommendations.
Which is a reduced to lien to $1,312.50 if paid within how long? 15 days?
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
I would represent to the board that the other two cases on the delinquent business tax certificates are resolved. However, at the top of page 6, COM 120255, I have one there that we need to go through. I've included a copy of the petition and their request. This is for amped up stereo in rims.
Huh.
I would report to the board that this is the first time they have been late on their business tax certificate for this business. Would also report to the board that they were very rude and used foul language against all of the tech permits specialists at the front desk and had to be escorted out of the building.
So I would assume your recommendation is to not.
I would leave that to the good hands of the board. This is the first time they've been late.
Well, now, what are they really asking?
They're asking for a reduction of the $125 penalty.
Okay.
Again, I have a little bit of problem because they feel that it's not due until January 31st. It's actually due.
That's the last day that it's.
Yes, sir. Right. It's actually late on September.
And your recommendation is to.
They have no recommendation.
They have no recommendation. I say he pays the whole amount for being rude.
Me too.
And swearing at those girls over.
Okay.
I can't so there is what they say.
Okay. Well, I think if somebody would make a motion to deny the petition, that will get us there.
I'll do that.
Mr. Sparkman that makes a motion to deny the petition, seconded by Mr. Papanico. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion. Petition denied.
That takes us to old business on the agenda. I would like to run the noncompliance hearing as a consent agenda item. If you require, I would read the case numbers into the case file. I can attest
to
the board that these respondents are non-compliant with the previous board order, and we would respectfully request that the our office be allowed to proceed with all orders of the board.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll put a motion to accept.
Okay. From Mr. Sparkman, the motion, and seconded by Mr. Pecanico. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
As discussion this evening, we should, as we regularly do in February, elect the chair and vice chair. I didn't know if you all wanted to do that in the absence of the chair. We generally keep them on a couple of cycles. If you all wanted to vote on that to accept them to remain, or if you wanted to wait until the next time when they could be here.
I think we should wait until the chair.
I think it would be nice.
Okay.
Might have vacancy.
What?
Might have vacancy.
Never know.
Having said that, the city would respectfully request that all evidence, testimony, and presentations presented this evening be accepted into the record.
Okay.
Motion?
Okay. I'd move to accept that.
I'll second.
Motion by Ms. Laird, second by Mr. Sparkman to accept all the evidence in the record. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries as well.
The city finishes, and we appreciate everyone's help this evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job. Meeting's adjourned.
Not quite a record, but pretty close.
That's real good. Y'all are doing well. You're trainable.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.